Ay, policía.
Sí, buenos días.
Buenos días, señor. Está aquí.
No, no vive aquí.
No,
¿Y
pero
Oscar?
Oscar.
No, no, esta es la única familia que vive aquí, es Bernabé Aguilar Torres.
¿Usted tiene hijo?
¿Ah?
¿Tiene hijo usted, hijos?
Sí.
¿De 14, 16, 15, 16 años?
18 años.
¿Cómo se llama él? ¿No hay otro hijo de 14, 15, 16 años?
Ah, no. Y el otro muchacho que se llama es Leonardo Aguilar, pero tiene 8 años.
Wrong place. Ok, disculpe la molestia.
¿Qué
Estamos
pasó? Ah, no
estamos
problema.
investigando un incidente ahorita, pero nos dijeron que aquí vivía un no, vivía un pero que amigo hermano de la muchacha. ¿Usted conoce a la muchacha allá?
A ver, ¿quién
A ver,
es?
tú mata.
A ver, dígale que venga. No, 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 no la veo bien.
Can you have her get a little closer?
¿Qué pasó?
Un
¿La conoce?
accidente.
¿La conoce? ¿No?
¿Sí, es here?
Are you sure this is a place?
Or it might be the next one.
Okay. Okay, ¿sabe qué? Disculpe, bueno, esta mujer está aquí. Okay, gracias. Disculpe. Door knocking in. Lights on.
Hello.
Hi,
Hi.
policía. Hi, speak English?
Yeah.
Hi, is can we speak to?
No.
No.
Yeah, Carlos.
Speak to Carlos, please.
First?
Yeah.
Or Detective Santa Police Department.
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, can we talk to? Actually, can we?
There were both tennis.
Yeah.
On a prison mile.
What's that?
He's on a prison mile.
Pretty good.
Detective Rodriguez, Santa PD.
Yeah.
Can we talk to you real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you're not in any trouble. You don't live here, right?
No.
You're just spending the night.
Yeah.
Can you grab a shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Both of us. Both of you. We're gonna need to speak to both of you, but separately. Is anybody else inside the living room there?
No.
Huh? No. Do you mind if we come in and talk to you rather than out here?
Oh, it's good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is there a light on or anything?
I have to burn my flashlight battery. All right. Let's talk to. And you are.
Yeah.
Probably have to go somewhere else. Who lives here? Mom and.
My mom.
And who else?
My sister.
Okay.
My two sisters, she'll babysit one of my sisters with.
Okay. If you don't mind just waiting for us over there with whoever, we'll talk to. Talk to you. Oh, I'm sorry. And you live over there on Birch,
yeah.
right? Are you on probation or parole?
No.
No? What's your date of birth, man? So you're 16?
Yeah.
All right. And what's your phone number, man? Okay, you happen to know why we're here? Why we want to talk to you?
Yeah, about
yeah.
last night.
Yeah, about last night. That's why we're here. Basically, we talked to Jaime. You know Jaime, right? Your sister's boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How many times have you met him?
Only once.
Only once? When was the first time you met him?
Back then.
Huh? A
couple of weeks ago.
Forgot. You don't know him that well?
No.
Okay, basically, something happened with him, obviously, down here by your house. We talked to him already. You know, he's at the hospital. He's okay. Yeah. You know, he's okay. But we already talked to him. He told us what happened, basically. Then we talked to your sister as well and kind of told us what happened. So now we are here talking to you because we know that you were there when something was going down. And we kind of want to know just pretty much what tells what happened, okay? And be honest, you know, I mean, you're not in trouble.
All
right. Not in trouble, but obviously when you lie, you can get in trouble, okay? But, you know, obviously you're not the one who ran and got shot or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
So you're not in trouble, but I need you to tell me the truth of what happened out there. Okay, tell me, start from the beginning, man.
Well, right there in the kitchen of my house.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were drinking a couple of beers.
Yeah.
So I lowered him to tell him, you gotta go home. And then, all right.
So who told you gotta go home? I'm sorry.
I told him.
Oh.
Are you going home? He said, nah, I'm not going home. I was like, what do you mean you're not going home?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to any place. I'm like, why, what the fuck? So he came right here, he sat down right there, and I arrived. And then we told him, do you want us to take you home? They're like, no. All right. So he came over here, sat down in the middle, by the school. All right. So we're looking at him. We went a little bit more, like, more towards him. And I know I see him running. Where is he running from? So I ran towards him, but he kept on running on me.
Yeah.
So that's when he ran, and I stared at him. So I was like, what happened? So like, a few minutes later, like, I just heard, like, someone told me, oh, my son and daddy. So like, this was him. So that's when I ran over here, Oscar.
Okay. All right. So you guys were kicking it in the alley, right?
Yeah.
Who was there?
It was me, my sister, and him.
You, your sister. I'm gonna sit down here if you don't mind. So it's you, your sister, and Jaime.
Yeah.
And
that was before it happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at this point, it was you, your sister, and Jaime.
Yeah.
Were you guys drinking, or?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. About what time was this?
About, I guess, 9 something.
About 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys were drinking, and anybody get drunk, or?
Jaime.
Jaime got drunk? What did he start? How do you know he was drunk?
When he came, he was already drunk.
He was drunk?
Yeah.
Well, was he... was he drinking beer? Or?
I guess.
So you guys were in the alley and he was drunk and then you said that you wanted to take him home?
Yeah.
You told him that? Why'd you want to take him home?
Because he was having, like, already getting late.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And he didn't want to go home?
No. He was going to go somewhere else. I told him, no, you're already, like, drunk.
Okay.
And I'm like, no.
Okay.
All right.
So, do you drive?
No.
No. How are you going to take him home?
Like, in the bus.
Oh, in the bus. You're going to walk him to the bus stop or something?
Yeah.
Or? Okay, so he didn't want to, and what did he do? He walked away, or?
No, like, he said pushing us away.
Well, he was pushing you guys away?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened after that?
And then I forgot what happened. He got shot.
Like, well, you said he came to the school, right?
Yeah, like, right here, and then he came to the parking lot over here.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And you followed him? You followed him to the parking lot?
Yeah, like right here, halfway. All over there. So I was seeing it, and then I saw him running.
Okay, so you saw him? He went to the parking lot of the school, right? And how far behind him were you about?
Like right here to the sidewalk.
The sidewalk.
Okay.
A couple hundred feet, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, and. Who was with you when you were following him?
That's me. My sister was behind.
Your sister was behind you?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you were following him, what did you see him do exactly? What was he doing?
He was running.
Was he running away from you, towards you?
Like towards me, like to the house.
Okay. So you didn't see what happened before he ran towards the house? Positive?
Positive.
Sure?
Sure. I was gonna run over there where he was.
Okay. So when he ran past you, where were you? Were you in the parking lot of the school?
Yeah.
Okay. Were you over there by the, there's some like planters with lights and stuff. Is that where you were at? She told us kind of where you guys were at.
Yeah, we're right there.
You know, you guys are right there. And like I said, you're not in trouble, okay? Yeah. But I need you to be honest with me because everybody else has been honest so far. It seems like, okay, for the most part. And, I mean, has been dating him for like a month, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what do you think of him?
He's all right, but...
He's all right?
You
don't think he's a troublemaker?
Yeah.
You don't think he's a troublemaker? Or?
No.
No?
Nah, he works.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's the thing. We know that he sometimes carries a gun.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. That we know for sure.
Yeah.
We already talked to him as well. Okay? And apparently he had a gun, carrying a gun today. And a lot of people saw it. It was obvious because he was running with it in his hand.
Yeah.
Okay? You remember that, right?
Nah. I just saw him running.
You didn't see him running with a gun?
I just saw him running like, for his life. I was like, I was gonna run after him, but I was like, oh, but if I run, I'm gonna get arrested too.
Okay, you saw him running for his life. What do you mean?
Just running.
Was he trying to get away from somebody?
I guess.
Did you see anybody chasing him?
No.
You see anybody chasing him? Together, right?
Yeah.
And it seems like you guys are seeing two different things. Because she saw more than what you're telling me.
But what I saw him like running by himself. All right.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I turned around, like, there's nobody. Like, I didn't saw him no more.
Okay, so... He was drunk. You wanted to take him home.
Yeah.
He didn't want to. He was pushing you guys.
Yeah.
Then he...
We told him to stay home. Stay at the house.
Okay.
Like, no.
But he left the alley and went towards the school.
Yeah.
Was he walking? Was he running towards the school?
No, like, just walking.
Just walking.
Yeah.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Okay. Before that, did you see the gun he was carrying in his waistband?
No.
They never showed it to you?
No. Never.
Have you ever seen him with a gun?
I never, like, that was the first time I met him. Like, they had a second time meeting him.
Okay, but right now when I was telling you that he has a gun, you were kind of saying, yeah. I mean, are you aware that he sometimes carries a gun?
Not really. Like,
I mean, what have you heard? I mean, be honest. I mean, you're not in trouble. You're not going to get in trouble for this, okay? You're not the one with a gun, right?
Right.
Okay, so you're not in trouble right now. But I mean, what have you heard or have you seen him carry a gun? Before, okay. I mean, you should be honest, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like I said, we're not here, you know, we're to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
We're here to do our job and get to the truth.
Right.
We've already talked to him. We've talked to her.
Yeah.
Okay. And what we're doing now is making sure all your stories are the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if there's a difference, then somebody's lying.
Yeah.
You know. And so far, I think they've been pretty honest so far.
All right.
Okay. So let's just, you know, I'll forget that you know you're kind of forgetting things. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, be honest. So. You've seen him with a gun before?
Yeah.
Okay, where did you see him with a gun?
Like, where he walks.
When was
he? He brought my sister, like, a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He brought your sister over to your house?
Yeah, like, to get a neighbor.
Okay, and did he show you the gun? How did you know he was carrying a gun?
I didn't tell right away.
Oh, yeah, how could you tell?
So when they have the gun,
mm-hmm. It's
in the whole barrel.
Did you see the outline of it, or did you see the actual gun?
No.
Huh?
The whole gun, like, the whole black
gun. Whole gun. Okay, did he lift the shirt up, or?
Like, he was going like this.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Was he trying to scare you with it? Was he trying to show off with it, or?
Like, I don't really care.
Yeah. But was he trying to, why do you think he was showing you the gun?
I don't know.
What did he say? Hey, let's check out my gun, or hey, check out my gat, or what was he telling you?
Like, he was just showing it.
Oh, yeah?
I guess he was wrenching it.
Yeah.
Popped out.
What did it look like?
Just a black barrel.
Black barrel. Big gun, small gun?
Small gun.
Small gun. Okay. Semi-auto or a revolver? You know the difference?
No.
Well, revolvers, you know the cowboy guns, the ones with the little cylinders? That's a revolver. Semi-auto is the kind of ones that kind of like these that we carry.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of more so semi-auto, black gun.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long ago was this? You said a couple months ago?
Yeah.
At your house. Okay. Besides that, And be honest, yeah. How many other times have you seen him with a gun?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Do you see him every day? Or?
No, not really.
How many, okay, how about how many times have you seen him with a gun?
Like last one and today.
So, today and that last time?
Yeah.
Okay, when did you see him with the gun today?
Today? When he was running.
I'm sorry?
When he was running.
When he was running, right? When he was running back this way? Okay, and when you saw him running, was he, the gun was in his hand, right?
Yeah.
Remember whether it was his right hand or his left hand?
Well, with this one.
With that one, his right hand, okay. What was he doing with it as he's running with it?
Just running it, trying to get away.
And just holding the gun? Okay, now here's an important question, okay? Yeah. Tell me the truth or not. When you see him running with a gun, what did he do with the gun? Be honest.
Can I interject real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you go to this school?
No, I go to Saddleback.
Okay. Keep in mind, there's a lot of problems in that school, okay? Yeah, before you make your answer. And there's cameras.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we're here. Okay? We were able to see what went on.
Yeah.
Okay? So when you answer your question about what he did with the gun, just be honest. Okay?
Yeah.
You're not in any trouble. Okay? And just be honest with us.
Yeah.
Prevents you from getting into trouble.
Okay. Where did he throw it? Okay. And like I said, my partner's telling you there are cameras there at the school. We're checking the cameras out, and you know we got information of what happened with the gun.
Yeah.
But we have information, and here's the thing: we just need to get it because we don't want anybody to have it. Anybody else to get in trouble with it.
Right.
Okay, we don't want anybody else to get in trouble with it. We don't want anybody, any kids picking it up. We don't want anything like that to happen.
Right.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you a direct question, and I need you to be honest with me. Because you've been honest so far. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys pick it up? Be honest.
Yes.
Okay. What really help us, honestly,
yeah.
is that we can just take it with us.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to talk to my friend.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hold on. Not yet. First of all,
For safety reason, is it in this room?
I guess.
No.
You guess?
Yeah, in the top cabinet.
Okay. Who picked it up?
Oh, I did.
You did? Okay. Okay, that's fine. Appreciate your honesty.
I guess I'm calling it.
The top cabinet in the kitchen?
Okay. You understand why we need to know, right? Because we don't want anybody to get hurt with it. We don't want anybody to...
Who's in charge of here? His sister, right?
Yeah.
Huh? What time is it?
You're not a bad guy. I could tell, okay?
Yeah.
You're being honest. I mean,
yeah.
You're not in trouble, okay?
Yeah.
Is it a real gun or...
No, it's a pellet gun.
Pellet gun, okay. All right. Like I said, you're not in trouble, okay?
Yeah.
But we need to... Obviously, something happened. He did something stupid.
Yeah.
You know, he's acting.
Could I know where he got shot at?
Like where? What do you mean where?
Like what position?
Let's put it this way. He's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be okay.
Right.
I can't give you exact details where he got shot, but just so you know, he's going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, he got lucky.
Yeah.
You know, he could have got killed.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not in any trouble, okay,
yeah.
But well, why'd you pick it up?
Yeah. I was real good at that. He was going to get arrested.
Okay, so you were just trying to kind of like protect him or kind of like you don't want him to go to jail or...
Yeah.
Okay. But why would you do that if he's not, you don't know him that well or, I mean, is he a good friend of yours?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Are you from Myrtle Street, too?
No.
No? What neighborhood do you kick back with?
None.
No? Mm. You don't kick back? You don't kick back in the neighborhoods?
No.
Okay. You know he's from Myrtle Street, right?
Yeah, I know.
You get along with anybody from Myrtle?
I know that he has a car and anything like that.
Do you know anybody from Myrtle?
Yeah.
There's a car.
Supposed to be a pellet gun, according to him.
I
Remember? Be honest. Where's it at? You think Carlos maybe grabbed it? Or?
No, Carlos grabbed it.
Huh? Huh?
So Carlos told me.
Okay. He didn't, nobody grabbed it from there? It should be there.
Yeah, it should be there.
You should put it away in the back or what?
Yeah, I'll put it in the back.
Well, it'll be away in the back.
Yeah. Do you have a light?
Yeah. What's going to happen in this room? Yeah, I do. Just turn it on.
621.
Complicated address.
Yeah.
Huh? What's that? I'm not even sure. Yeah, I'm sure you'll talk to him later. Probably tell you. But you know what, though? I mean, that's not the way to go, you know? I mean, what do you think he was doing with that gun over there, the school? Did you see him pointing at anybody?
No.
No. Put it in the sweater?
Yeah.
Oh, in your the pockets?
Yeah.
And then where'd you go after that? They came over here. Okay. Why don't you spend night at home because of that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was scared.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Did you see him point the gun at anybody?
No.
No.
Nobody.
No, she's almost leaving like around in a half hour. Yeah, so all the day after.
Was there only one gun? No other guns? Yeah. You guys didn't have any guns?
No.
Side people will take photographs and come in here, take photographs of where it was found, and we're going to take a look at this.
Do you understand you're not in trouble, right?
So
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Huh?
I'm sorry, I think I asked my question.
No.
cell phone or house?
Cell phone. We don't have a house.
Oh, this is your cell phone?
Yeah.
If you want to go back to that.